The founder of the Pastum dynasty was Clement. Clement's described as a plain husbandman, which is to say, a peasant, but a peasant who took advantage of the Black Death to scramble right up the social ladder of the village. Clement Pastum was shrewd enough to send his son William to law school, clever enough, that is, to understand that it was going to be through learning, as much as through land, that the fortunes of the Pastons would be utterly transformed. Clement's son did indeed become a lawyer and married into money. So did his grandson John, who acquired Caister Castle, completing the meteoric rise of the Pastons from peasantry to landed gentry in just two generations.
John Janney informed me, and I verily learned since, you're to be made a knight of this coronation. Considering the comfortable tidings aforesaid, 'twere time the necessary gear be purveyed for.
But nothing's ever this easy, is it? As the Pastons became influential and rich, so they also were bound to attract enemies. As long as they were obscure nobodies, the great bloody tides of the Wars of the Roses were going to happen somewhere else. But now that they became owners of lands and manors and castles, they also became prime targets for the heavies. And no one was heavier than the Duke of Norfolk. He'd